Random House Audio presents The Last Station, a novel of Tolstoy's last year, by J. Perini. Read for you by Mark Bramhall, Robertson Dean, Kirby Hayborn, Rebecca Lohman, Richard McGonigal, and Lorna Raver. There was a muddy center before we breathed. There was a myth before the myth began. Venerable and articulate and complete. From this the poem springs, that we live in a place that is not our own, and much more, not ourselves. And hard it is, in spite of blazoned days. Wallace Stevens, Notes Toward a Supreme Fiction.
Chapter 1. Sofia Andreyevna. The year has turned again, bringing us to the end of the first decade of the new century. I write the strange numbers in my diary. 1910. Is it possible? Lyubotchka is asleep now, and he will not wake until dawn. A while ago I was drawn by his rattling snore down the hall to his bedroom. His snore sounds through the house like a creaking door, and the servants giggle about it. The old man is sawing wood, they say, right in front of me. They no longer respect me, but I smile back at them. Lyubotchka's snoring doesn't bother me, since we sleep in separate rooms now.